Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. More than a half century ago, in the midst of the civil rights movement, the Pan-African and African-American holiday of Kwanzaa was founded by Maryland native Maulana Karenga. Today, people across the globe take time to light candles, prepare food, and tell stories that honor the holiday's communal African values. You'll have a chance to celebrate in Baltimore a week from Saturday, December 29th, at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. Festivities will include storytelling, musical performances, lectures, crafts, and a fashion show. The Sankofa Dance Theater will perform drumming and dance. The group's founder and director, Kibibi Ajanku, is with me this morning. She's also the Equity and Inclusion Director of the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance. Kibibi, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
The name Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase meaning first fruits of the harvest. How did you come to celebrate Kwanzaa?
I celebrated my first Kwanzaa along with the beginning of my family. So I went to a Kwanzaa celebration when my first daughter was barely a year old. She wasn't quite a year old at that point.
How old is she now?
She's 42.
Terrific. Okay.
And I thought it was the best thing ever. Better than sliced bread, I think. It was a coming together of family. It was a celebration of warmth and community. It was a celebration of love and music and ethnicity. And I have celebrated Kwanzaa ever since.
Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday.
Not at all.
How do you define the purpose of Kwanzaa?
It is really, the word Kwanzaa means first fruits. It is a holiday defined and brought about for community, by community, in an answer to the civil rights movement and uplift a coming together, an effort to celebrate warmth and wonderment while at the same time thinking about purposeful foundational principles. And it's a holiday that manages to do that.
Tell me about those principles.
Well, there's seven principles that are the foundation of Kwanzaa. Each day is defined by a principle. Each day a candle is lit to celebrate that principle.
Because Kwanzaa is 7 days.
Because Kwanzaa is 7 days. So it lasts from the very day after Christmas and ends on the first day of the new year. So you can actually celebrate Kwanzaa and not feel like you are pulled away from anything else. Umoja is the first day, unity. Kujichagulia, second day, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. And Imani, faith. And when you move through those principles, you really are talking about upshoring a way of life for anybody and everybody, but certainly for families and communities.
How does your family mark Kwanzaa now?
We come together. We celebrate with food and with song and with dance. We celebrate as we would any family holiday. Additionally, we get to light candles. We bring all of the children. We talk about the principle of the day and what it means and how we're embracing it in the world. And we do it with the levity and the love of family, with jokes and with, all of those kind of things. So wonderful for us.
That's Kibibi Ajanku, founder and director of the Sankofa Dance Theater, an African dance company based in Baltimore. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. The Sankofa Dance Theater will be performing dance and drumming at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum's Kwanzaa celebration on December 29th. In a 2013 interview with the Baltimore Sun, Karenga said that one of his reasons for founding Kwanzaa was, quote, to reaffirm our rootedness in African culture because we had been lifted out of that by the Holocaust of enslavement, close quote. Why do you think it's important to take time to focus on these roots of African community and culture?
I think everything is founded on history, uplifted by history. Slavery was a Holocaust, is still a horrible thing. During slavery, everything that was decent and good was stripped from the people that were driven into slavery. So that means culture. That means, you know, not only just work, but people were brought to this country and separated one from another, family from family, village to village, not allowed to celebrate anything that was reminiscent of African tradition at all. So what you see today is a resilience that is shows up as tap dance, that shows up as jazz, that shows up as wonderful things. They are, much like Kwanzaa, a creation that has sprung forth on this side of the Atlantic Ocean in answer to a need for a connection to culture. That's the need that all people have.
You founded the Sankofa Dance Theater in 1989. Tell me more about where that interest in dance comes from.
Well, I've been dancing since I was three, so I couldn't do anything else. But I founded the company to fill a void, much like Kwanzaa filled a void and continues to fill a void. At the point in time that I started Sankofa Dance Theater, there was no organized effort that spoke to African dance classes and training for children, adults, and teens in Baltimore City. There were no performance companies that were facilitating that professional need and that talent base that in a way that was available for the city and this state, actually. And so little by little, we began a mustard seed of a beautiful idea and kind of did everything we could to light a fire under it and watch it grow and thrive. And so here we are 30 years later, Sankofa Dance Theater, across three generations, across three decades, and based right here in Baltimore City.
What kind of impact do you think the dance troupe has had?
I think we've had a really strong impact. We've performed, of course, in the city, in the state, in this region, in the mid-Atlantic, across the country, and internationally. So I would say that the impact has been really, really strong.
What will the performances on the 29th look like?
So I have been an integral part of the Kwanzaa celebration at the Lewis Museum for the last 5 years. I love Kwanzaa, as you know, and as we're talking, I love Kwanzaa. So it has been my joy and my honor to kind of breathe life into a celebration, a family day at the museum that was kind of dwindling down. It had gotten to about 300 people. Well, after we embraced it and began to partner with the museum, the numbers have gotten up to closer to 1,000 each year. And we've been able to welcome Maulana Karenga in to speak to the constituents there and the audience on a couple of those years. So we've really had just a lot. We begin the day with drum call and a processional through a marketplace of craft artists and that are bringing wearable art and are bringing small originals that are available for the attendees to purchase. So we do a processional and drum call through there. Then we open the day with drum and candle lighting. Sometimes you have people that will come for the beginning of the day and they won't stay long. So we make sure that we're lighting candles and we're talking about Kwanzaa along with dance and movement at the beginning of the day. And then we have placements, drum classes and cooking classes and craft classes and, you know, things that are really hands-on for families, children, adults, and teens all throughout the museum. There's also a time to be a little cerebral and really to kind of celebrate and conceptualize the principles in a deeper way. So that exists as well.
And then, you're going to be moderating a panel discussion about the principle of Ujamaa.
That's right.
The principle of cooperative economics. What do you hope to cover in that discussion?
Well, you know, the purpose is to really think about how we are inclined to utilize our money. What are we doing with our money? It is about being mindful. We are mindful as we are earning. That is a requirement in life. You must work and earn money. If you think about where your money is going, then you are thinking about what you are building. And that transcends race. That transcends culture. That is something that is good for everybody. You know, a good example is donating to WYPR. You know, that's a mindful use of income. And so those are the kind of things that we're talking about. The theme for the day is New World Africans. And so there will be wearable art there. There will be fashion forward live models. And so all of those things will be for purchase. And the panel discussion will be made up of people who are participating throughout the day. So you'll get to see their wares, too.
Let me ask you to be perhaps more specific. We're talking at a season where people spend lots of money, a lot of it on Amazon, online, don't really know where the source of many of the things that they're buying. Are you suggesting they should rethink that?
I'm suggesting that you should be mindful. So I am not suggesting that we tear down and throw away what we do, but I am suggesting that thought on the front end is always going to be a plus and a positive. There are many things, as you said, Amazon, we have the convenience of online shopping. That doesn't necessarily build the communities that we're living in. Each day we drive by cafes. Each day we drive by boutiques. Each day we drive by bookstores. Each day we drive by things and locations that would help the communities that we live in thrive. And those things, those people, those owners would also give back to the communities that they live within. So I am saying that that should be our first stop, our first thought. And if we are mindful and intentional about how we spend money, then we can walk into the new world as well, but we won't lose as we walk into the new world.
For people who, listeners who are intrigued by what you've been saying, but have never celebrated Kwanzaa, what would you tell them about getting started?
I think you should get started by visiting everyone's place on North Avenue, because they have all of the Kwanzaa elements. Generally, you need a candle holder that holds 7 candles. It's called a kinara. You generally would want to have 3 black. I'm sorry. You generally would want to have 3 green candles, 3 red candles, and 1 black candle. The red candles symbolize the work or the blood or the effort. The green candles symbolize the fruit of your labor, the things that you get from your work. They symbolize the land and the plenty that can come from constructive and positive work and thought. The black candle symbolizes the people because it is an African-American holiday. It also symbolizes faith. It is the thing on which we stand, that we just know it's there all the time, that effort, that love, that community, and the concept to shore it up by any means necessary. So in a nutshell, and from the most simple perspective, you would want those basic things so that you can light a candle each and every day. As you move deeper into concept, there is the foundation represented by a straw mat, the makeka. There is the fruit represented by a bowl of fruit on the Kwanzaa table. There is there are the ears of corn, which symbolize each and every child in the household. And if there are no children, at least one, because there's always the potential for future. Those ears of corn represent ongoing growth, because every ear has many, many kernels, and every kernel is a seed, and that seed can sprout another stalk of corn with many other ears. So, you know, those are the basic foundational elements that you want as you celebrate Kwanzaa and decorations that are connected to those things as well.
You make it sound so intriguing. Thank you very much for giving us this overview.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Kabibi Ajanku, founder and director of the Sankofa Dance Theater, which will perform at the Kwanzaa celebration a week from Saturday, December 29th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, 830 East Pratt Street in Baltimore. We've got information about the day's events at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break here on the record, and then we'll remember our friend Gilbert Sandler. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us for that.
Listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.